This is John Batchelor, conversation with Sebastian Smee, art critic and author of the new book Paris in Ruins. This is the story of the origin, the birth of the Impressionists. Renoir, Manet, Monet, Cézanne, Degas, Pissarro. They were young men in the 1860s, ambitious, and they were going up against the Salon. They pleased it and they didn't please it. They wanted to start in a new direction. Among them was a young woman who was unmarried, Berthe Morisot. She had learned to paint when she was a child and her mother helped her find a teacher for lessons. Now she wants to be one of the Impressionists and she becomes one of the great ones. Berthe Morisot. The tragedy here is not just the War of 1870 and the Siege of Paris, not just the Commune, the Communards, and the massacre of Bloody Week. The tragedy here is that Berthe is in love with Edouard Manet, and he's married. How they resolve this is part of the complications of the Impressionists. This is Sebastian Smee introducing Berthe Morisot. You might not have heard of her if you were educated in the 20th century as I was, but she's recently enjoyed a great attention as there were 10% of the artists in France were female, but this was the first of the Impressionist females, Berthe Morisot. Much more of this coming later in the week. Sebastian Smee is the author. Paris in Ruins is the book.
Yeah, it's remarkable. I mean, there were, as you say, three sisters. Their mother decided to give them art lessons, drawing lessons at first, in order to please their father. She thought it would be a lovely gift to present him with an artwork when they were still just children. So she would take them off to lessons every week. And Edma and Berthe, these two sisters, really took to it. And they were very close sisters. They're wonderful characters, as you say. I mean, Berthe's intelligence, Edma's as well. They were both so lively, so passionate, a little bit tempestuous, prone to melancholy, but incredibly affectionate and close. And they got very serious about their painting and ended up submitting works to the annual Salon and were successful. They were just landscapes, but they were successfully submitted and they showed several times over several years at the Salon. So they were known as painters. But, you know, they were young women and there were successful professional women artists at the time, maybe more than people realize. But from the particular background that they were from, Berthe and Edma were both probably expected to sort of get married and give painting away and have children and so forth. And I think they're a great sort of case study, almost a scientific study, if you like, because you have these two sisters, both talented at art. Some said Edma was even better than Berthe, but one of them does get married, has children, moves away from Paris and stops painting. That's Edma. And Berthe is still 29 in 1869 and unmarried when she first meets Edouard Manet. And, you know, her family is starting to think it's really about time you got married and had children as well. But she's devoted to her art. And she's also just met this handsome, enigmatic painter called Edouard Manet. And interestingly, he's got two brothers. So she's got two sisters, he's got two brothers. And the two families become close. But on first meeting Berthe Morisot, Manet, they meet, by the way, in the Louvre, in the galleries there. Manet invites her to pose for a painting he wants to make.